So to politics in Washington, introducing the GOP's new chairman of the Republican National Committee, Reince Priebus.
I'm a 100% Psalm 139 pro-life Republican.
It's simply astonishing to me that the president had the audacity to call a joint session of Congress simply to repeat his own worn-out talking points. The American people deserve a new plan rather than a scolding.
New Democrats in Washington are refusing to listen to people like you and me.
I support our Republican platform, which I think is rock solid.
Big government stops here!
Listen carefully to that voice. That's Reince Priebus. You're going to be hearing a lot of it between now and the 2012 election. He was anointed as the head of the Republican National Committee at the Baltimore retreat of the GOP leaders over the weekend. Who is he and what can we expect from his leadership? Well, to answer that question, we've got Ron Christie once again, Republican political strategist and CEO of Christie Strategies, author of the book Acting White, The Curious History of a Racial Slur. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, John. Nice to be with you again.
It's great to be with you. And Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, is all over this. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
Before I ask you a question, Todd, I just have to remind Ron, you know, I'm a little worried about Christie Strategies, bud. You did not predict Ryan's Priebus here. You actually predicted everyone else.
John, what I did predict was that the one person who wasn't going to win was Michael Steele, and after that it was going to be a toss-up. So I still feel pretty strategically okay with this.
He's a spinmeister, I'm telling you. So Todd Zwillick, before we get Ron's assessment of Reince Priebus, what do you think the leadership style and the message that he's begun with means for the GOP?
Well, they're bringing Reince Priebus on. The synonyms you hear about Reince Priebus are workhorse, understated, hardworking. Look, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, is way in debt, about $20 million. Nobody ever thought that Michael Steele wasn't a good fundraiser. He was. The problem was the RNC was bleeding money. So in addition to feet in mouth and gaffes and getting made fun of on comedy talk shows with Michael Steele, the RNC was hemorrhaging money for a lot of his tenure. People expect Reince Priebus to do a lot of the insider work to turn the RNC into more of an efficient business, better run. They want not only a two-year plan for winning the election and raising money, but a five-year plan to revamp the way the RNC does business and keep more of the money that it has and be able to spend more of the money that it has on races. And speaking of races, they want Reince Priebus to be an excellent recruiter, to look for those, you know, young state senators, state reps, mayors, city managers across the country who are Republicans who could make a good governors, congressmen, and senators, even presidents in the future. That's what they're looking for him to do.
So a lot of business acumen, maybe a little bit of message, and a lot of this recruitment talent that Todd talks about. Ron Christie, is this a case of, you know, speak softly and raise a lot of dough?
I think it is, and I think Todd's assessment was spot on. I think really what we've seen with Priebus's election, it's getting back to basics, and basics for a party chair in the modern era, be it Republican or Democrat, is exactly what Todd said. You raise a lot of money. You spend a lot of your time crisscrossing the country trying to mobilize people's interest in getting involved in politics, getting them registered to vote, and, of course, getting them out for the Get the Vote efforts. But the other thing with Priebus, and I think this is a very interesting first step that we've seen from him, one of his first actions, John, was to fire the campaign consultant that Michael Steele had hired in Tampa, Florida, in advance of the 2012 Republican National Convention, as well as a very expensive waterfront home that this staffer and her son had been living in. And she had been getting a rather hefty retainer at $15,000 a month to advise on a convention that was still a year and a half out. So Priebus is getting back to basics, and I think it's a good sign for the Republicans who didn't exactly win the election the last time around, but the Democrats lost, and I think it's one more step for the Republicans saying we want to be fiscally conservative, we want to get back to basics, and we want to reconnect with the American people, and I think this is a very wise choice. The 168 members of the convention staff or the committee staff.
That Wisconsin sort of Bill Proxmire reputation for frugality from Reince Priebus going into action there. Well, if it is speak softly, it looks as though, Ron Christie, that John Boehner has the big stick here in terms of setting the message for 2012. Would you agree?
I do. I mean, I think John Boehner is now the most prominent and the most recognizable Republican face that we're going to see for the next year and a half. While Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, has certainly been around the block for a while, Boehner is the one who's in charge of a Republican majority and will be expected to articulate a lot of the views and the positions of the party.
And Todd, would you agree with that?
I would, up until a point. Boehner is responsible for setting the message and articulating the views of the party. Up until about this time next year, when the nominee, when the front running nominees for the Republican nomination start to emerge, and as soon as that nomination is made, it shifts away from Boehner. And don't forget, we're in a presidential election year. Boehner carries the ball, you know, to the 20, and the nominee has to carry that to the goal line if they're going to defeat Barack Obama. All the while, I think you've got Priebus feeding the money machine here and doing some messaging as well. It's just messaging is up to Boehner and the nominee.
Well, he really did a body slam on the healthcare debate, Todd. Boehner did.
Yeah, he did. And here's an interesting thing on the healthcare debate coming up now. Of course, we know that it was delayed because of the tragic events in Tucson, Arizona, involving Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Healthcare debate, the repeal of healthcare comes back. Now, here's a little bit of a nuance. John Boehner, over the weekend in Baltimore, went off his normal title of this bill. Republicans like to call this the job-killing healthcare
bill. Well, it's officially called Repealing the Job-Killing Healthcare Law Act, all right? But Boehner actually tweaked it a little bit.
People don't like the word killing anymore. He's now calling it the job crushing or the job destroying healthcare act. But Republicans say the actual title of the bill, which you just read, not changing today and tomorrow on the House floor.
Boehner will crush you. Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies. Ron, thanks for being with us.
John, always a pleasure.
And Tom Zwillick, as always, Takeaway Washington correspondent, watching the Ryan Priebus ascension to the RNC head. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.